KN4NGU, KN4VWA.
Down here off of Whitehorse Road near the flea market, and we're waiting on them to arrive so we can work in this beautiful, beautiful sunshine.
liquid sunshine. Liquid sunshine means no bath on Saturday night.
Yeah, this is Chris here. Been sitting here, and I was like, well, let me see if there's anybody rambling around on the radio.
Up a buddy of mine.
Usually our Thursdays are short, so hopefully it'll be super short today. If it was, I would not complain.
I'm going to tell you something. Tomorrow is Friday, and if it's raining in the morning, I am going to be watching those raindrops on the backside of my eyelids till about 9 o'clock. I'm going to sleep in.
I'm going to do the same as well. Usually my Fridays are hit and miss because we work so much during the week. We usually work about 12 hours during the week so we could take Friday off. But, yeah, if I'm off in the morning, I am doing the same. The only thing I'm going to do with the rain is listen to it.
From Eastern Kentucky, my granddad back in those days had a tin roof. And I'm going to tell you something. Nice little rain like this, and that pattern on that tin roof, it just like rocking you to sleep, man.
Yeah, I lived that when we first come down here. We had a tin roof, and it's funny you mentioned Kentucky because the crew that I work with, they are from Kentucky. They're from the Harlan area.
Huh. How about that? If they're from Harlan, tell them you talked to a guy on the radio this morning whose dad was from Crummies.
One's from Harlan, and the other one's, I think, about 20-30 minutes from Jenkins.
Sure, that's my old stomping ground up in there. Matter of fact, I was born, did you ever see the movie Coal Miner's Daughter? Was my great-granddad's brother. And I was born about two ridges over at a place called East Point, Kentucky, from where Loretta was born, just outside of Paintsville, Kentucky.
I know a ham operator up there in that area. Well, he's from Jenkins. His name is Tim.
Well, small world. Yeah, you tell those guys that you run into a good old back home boy today.
I sure will. Yeah, every once in a while, I'll buy me some cigars, and I'm a big fan of the cheroots, and there's a couple of brands out there that's Kentucky tobacco, and every time I get some, I bring some for them.
Yeah, I tell you what, my granddad installed some of the first DC drive conveyor systems in the mines in the Crummies Coal Company. They're in Crummies, Kentucky, just outside of Harlan. And before that, they had the little donkeys pulling the carts out of the mine.
That's pretty cool to hear. That's pretty cool to learn about. And I'll definitely let them know whenever he gets here. But yeah, there's one, two. Actually, I think all three of them are. They come down, they'll leave this afternoon and come back Sunday night.
What do you do, Chris?
I work zone safety and traffic safety. Whenever we're on the highway, like 85, 385, or, we're out here with Duke Energy or something like that, and they need a work zone set up, we'll go from closing the road to redirecting traffic, flagging traffic, whatever they need. Our biggest project we've had lately was the Gateway project out there at 385 and 85. That was our biggest project. We also do work for DOT.
Okay, so, where are you out of?
Well, I'm in the downtown area, but our office is out of Piedmont. Our company's out of Ohio.
That'd be SPA, would it? The Security Protection Agency, what is that? Is that it?
We're AWP, but I do have friends that work at SPA.
They do the same thing?
Out of the, they do more, flagging in like a regular standard setup. They don't do the highway setups like we do. But, yeah, I know some good people that work for them.
All right. Well, so you guys are not involved in that 85 project up in the Gaffney area, are you?
Not to be. We're going to be, but South Carolina DOT said they needed they have projects going on in the the Piedmont area around there, York and Rock Hill, and so we took that one and gave Gaffney to I think Stay Alert.
Something. Is it the state of South Carolina that lays out how they want all those concrete barriers done?
What they'll do is they'll go and they'll meet up with MOT, which is the method of travel or method of transportation. They'll get from the company, and DOT says, hey, this is how we would like it. Can you do it? And then, of course, the company will be like, oh, yeah, we can do that. And so the DOT engineers go, all right, great, we'll do it. But, yeah, for the most part, it's usually DOT.
I tell you what, private industry would have had a much better plan than that stupidity they had up there in the chutes. You know what I mean?
Oh, true. That's for dang true. I know we threw a few ideas at us when we were working like the Gateway project or, you know, any other project we work around here. We still do a few minor works. Matter of fact, I worked on a zone that was on one of the ramp bridges that go from 385 to 85, and we were like, hey, we can set it up like this. No, we want to set it like this. And of course, you know, it's DOT, so if it makes sense, it's probably not going to happen.
The government at work, son. Yes, sir. They're out there for your benefit and protection. Right. Well, anyhow. Listen, I'm just about to reach my buddy's place, and I'm going to run in there and grab him real quick. Say, listen, try to stay dry today, bud, and I really enjoyed talking to you. You tell those old boys from Kentucky, you know, I hope there's a full set of teeth between them. that's an old running joke. Tell them I said there's a ham out here that said had it. So, you have a good day. Stay dry. 73s, bud. Enjoyed it. KN4VWA. Clear after your final.
Well, yeah, I'll let them know. 73 to you, and KO4, RUR, I'm cleared.